Your prayers have power. One of our biggest resources as Christians is prayer. Prayer for us as believers is power. It's our lifeline and a powerful resource that allows us to knock on heaven's door and reach the ears of God. And throughout the Bible, many men and women all tapped into the power of prayer. Their situations might have been different. Their circumstances were also different. But the one thing they had in common is that they prayed. Let me give you a few examples of people who prayed. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10, "And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.' So God granted him what he requested. The Bible, when speaking of Hannah, says in 1 Samuel 1, verse 10, 'And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and wept in anguish.' When Hezekiah fell ill, the Bible says in 2 Kings 20, verse 2 and 3, 'Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, "Please, Lord, just remember how I have walked before you wholeheartedly and in truth, and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept profusely. And because of his prayer, the Lord answered him in verse 5, saying, "I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I am going to heal you." The Bible goes on to tell us in Jonah 2, verse 1, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the fish's belly." Acts 16, verse 25, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them." So you see, prayer is necessary for us. And the Bible gives us all these different examples of men and women who sought after the Lord in prayer. Hezekiah was on his deathbed. Hannah was barren. Paul and Silas were imprisoned, and Jonah was underwater in the belly of a fish. All very different circumstances, different needs, but they all used the same method of prayer to get a breakthrough. So I encourage you to pray. The situation you're in might not be exactly the same, but the practice of prayer still works. The Lord still answers prayers. Jesus Christ is faithful and merciful. If you call unto the Lord, his word says, "I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know." Desire to be a prayer warrior in your own right, a prayer warrior who is dedicated and committed to maintaining a close relationship with the Lord. And when you have such a desire to pray, the Lord will give you the grace and strength to pray with fervency, and to pray with boldness and faith.
We may not enjoy difficult times. We may not enjoy tough times or challenges. However, there is no denying that when you are in the middle of great difficulty, when you're in the middle of a storm,
as we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You pray with fire. You pray with passion. Imagine being on the Mount of Olives when Jesus was praying in Luke 22. Imagine hearing the sheer intensity he prayed with when he said the words, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." This was just before he was betrayed. He knew the pain and suffering that was to come. He knew the task at hand. He knew the size of the sacrifice he was to make. Luke 22, verse 44 says, "And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood, falling down to the ground." Such was the weight he was under. Such was the passion behind his prayer, that his sweat became like drops of blood. Or how about Paul and Silas? Imagine listening to them as they prayed. They were in prison. They were chained. It was cold. It was uncomfortable. But they were still praying. They were still praising the Lord. Can you just imagine the passion in their voices? You see, at times, we all need to be placed in a place of difficulty. We at times need to be placed right in the middle of a storm, because it will bring out a deeper intensity in our prayer lives. We need a battle to keep us on fire for the Lord, because there is a danger in us becoming comfortable. There's a danger in us becoming complacent if everything is good all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. The only thing constant is Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. And as true as that is, our life will not always be a bed of roses for all of us, because we need resistance. We need challenges. We need opposition to push us so that we can break through the shell of being comfortable. The Bible is filled with men and women of God who went through trials, trials that produced giant prayers, trials that produced passionate prayers, burning prayers to the Lord. When Hezekiah became deathly ill and the prophet Isaiah came to him with a message from God that he would die, the Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 2 and 3, "Then Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, 'Now, O Lord, please remember how I have walked before you in faithfulness and with a whole heart and have done what is good in your sight.' And Hezekiah wept bitterly." Can you begin to imagine the passion behind that prayer? Imagine being in the room and listening to Hannah praying desperately for her son. Imagine being in the vicinity when blind Bartimaeus was shouting, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Imagine being there in Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, where the Bible says, "Then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the stomach of the fish." All of these are examples of hard, tough, and challenging situations. But equally, they are all occasions that produce passionate prayers to the Lord. Never be too quick to fall and be discouraged when you're faced with adversity. It could very well be the thing needed to light a fire in your faith. Adversity and pain is a catalyst for some of us. It moves us from being lukewarm to praying with fervency. And for your prayer to be effective, it needs passionate faith behind it. Have you ever noticed how the fire and intensity you pray with when everything is good and comfortable in your life? It's very different to how you pray when you are in a testing season. At times, we need to have the presence of mind to realize that the Lord allows, He allows certain things to happen to us. He allows certain events to take place, all so that we can tap into the next level of prayer, our next level of faith. So what you're going through may not be designed to destroy you, but instead to build you. What you're going through isn't intended to ruin you, but instead, it's all to strengthen you.
As much as God hates to see our pain, He knows that sometimes pain is necessary for our ultimate joy. We must occasionally experience losses in order to grow. God knows exactly what we need and at what time we need it. We just have to trust Him. We just have to let Him work in the way only He can do. Because we have all the blind spots, areas of our life that are unhealthy or toxic to our relationship with God, and we don't even realize it. But in His mercy, God steps in and removes those things for us, and He replaces them with something better. So right now, if you're going through a loss, if you're going through a season of disappointment, consider the possibility that God is answering your prayers in an unconventional way. Consider the possibility that through this loss, He is rearranging your life. Through this loss, He is strengthening you. Through this loss, He is leading you to better. God doesn't always answer our prayers the way we want, but He always gives us exactly what we need.